Glory to Jesus Christ. Many years ago, one relatively young lady came over and she wanted to talk to about spiritual things, about state of her soul. And she was very honest and truthful. I think that she said things which many carry in their hearts. But she was able to ask about those things. So I say, tell you something what she told me. She started that she doesn't understand why she should come every Sunday to the church. And she said, well, even all those commandments we can find, she said, I found them very difficult. And I don't see any profit if I follow them. Why should I give up all these good things which world society offers me? And she said, well, people say that they pray, but if I pray, I feel nothing. It's wasting of time for me. And she said, well, I believe in God, but, well, I don't feel anything in my soul. And she said, and I don't believe those who say that they feel something. And she said, I think that many people just pretend that they are happy because of their faith. She said many more things. She was brutally open about her spiritual state. But she came because she somehow felt that probably she's not right. And she wanted to know what she can do. When we listen something like that, this kind, some kind of profession of people who say that they believe in God, but they have no inner experience, and they consider this all these activities connected with religious life like useless, bringing no fruit. If we listen to those, so we might agree that we have the same moment. Maybe we fight against this. But it is true. I don't know, maybe I'm not so familiar with some kind of media here in America, but in Slovakia we have TV, Catholic TV or radio. But when you listen to this, it is like people from other world. You know, even I have like depression because they act and they speak like they are in ecstasy all time. It's fake. Nobody believes in this. And many times we do this, we pretend that we are filled with joy of gospel. We pretend that faith gives us joy and happiness to life. Many times we play this game because it's difficult for us to admit that we feel some kind of inner emptiness. And because of that, we try to pretend that God gives us something and faith gives us something what we see in others, so we think that others have. Or we want to remove this emptiness by doing good deeds, and we really put down all this meaning of gospel and faith, we put it on the level of some kind of good deeds only. If we do charity, so we are good Christians. And you know what? This is the main reason why people live in church. If you realize that only one of six young people stay in the church in this time, according to statistics, that and other data shows us that people are leaving church in huge numbers. And I think that the reason is that they don't know how to deal with this emptiness. They don't want to pretend something, and they don't see value in their faith. And if we are honest, we have to admit that these moments are present in our life too. From time to time it comes, or it stays for a longer time in our life, that we feel like nothing. What kind of profit we have that we believe in God? What kind of profit we have that we give up our time, we come for the liturgy, or we sit down and we try to pray, and it's so difficult to pray. I have no taste for that. It's like that weight put on my shoulders, which is damaging me. It's like not easy and not pleasant duty. Where is this joy I should have from my faith? Those are moments we experience. And if we are not careful and we don't try to find out solution of this state, our faith disappears. And in one moment, we will stay home and we say, what horrible happened to me. Nothing, nothing was changed. We will stop to pray and we say, well, what happened? Nothing. Why to bother with that? And we drift away from God very easily. This is happening. The problem is, and the thing is that this emptiness is like a huge infection in these times. And feels and it touches each of us, because this emptiness is a result of our lifestyle. Look, Holy Fathers who teach about spiritual life, they teach about one important thing, and we should remind ourselves this thing again and again. They say that if human heart is filled with world, this heart is not able to receive divine knowledge which comes from above. This heart is not able to touch God. This heart is not able to understand God. This heart is not able to come to meaning of faith. Nothing on spiritual level can happen if heart is filled with world. And they say that world is all those exterior influences which comes from the world to our life. All these offers for fun, entertainment, activities which come from outside. And they say the world means even this internal state when we are tied with our passions, with our desires, which are sinful, when we are looking for pleasures of this world, pleasures for our body, pleasures which have nothing together or connected with God. This kind of heart is not able to touch God, understand God. It's like a locked house when God's grace and understanding of spiritual things cannot enter. We can read gospel, but meaning gospel will be closed for us in this state. We can pray, but this prayer will do nothing for us. Nothing. We can do good things, good deeds, but they will have no value in front of God. Nothing. Because God wants our heart. And this is the reason for this growing emptiness in our spiritual lives. That we let our heart be filled with world, with many other things. And let me remind you just one thing, like we priests, we meet it like very often. If there is some kind of situation that somebody approach Jesus and say, well, I have this and this problem. I say, well, if you have this problem, come over. Okay, I will take my calendar. I say, okay, not tomorrow, not maybe in 2 weeks, because there is free spot. Oh my Lord, if you have spiritual problem which damages your soul, so you are not able to give up meeting with your friend for supper, well, it's nothing, you prefer to wait 2 weeks. Or I say, well, come after liturgy because there is a feast during weekdays. Oh, I cannot come because already I have something in my calendar. Don't we see that? I will come to God if I have time, if there is nothing else on my schedules. This is a sign that we give God this time only when there is something left. Everything other has priority, which should be different, reversed. This is a sign of this emptiness. What we are supposed to do to heal this infection, which is in each of us? Let's be clear in this. We all are afflicted by that. How to heal this infection and how to protect your heart? This gospel gives us advice. And this advice has several steps which we need to realize. We have to realize one thing from this prophecy of Isaiah. That as John Baptizer was supposed to prepare the way for Lord, so we are called. And we have to keep in mind that every day we should prepare way for Lord to our heart. We cannot assume that we have faith, that means that we have really good relationship with God, which is alive. Spiritual life starts each morning again by invitation God to my life, to my day. First step. The second step, it is that we go to desert. That we create desert. Those people from Judea, countryside, from Jerusalem, came out from their homes, from their environment. They went to desert to meet John the Baptizer and to hear his message, his preaching. What they did? They emptied their hearts. They put world from their heart out. They made their hearts empty. They created this space in heart for receiving something what comes from above. And this is what we are supposed to do. We should check our calendars and to say, it is really important for my salvation. We have some little time. And we have to ask, is this activity useful for me? Does it bring me closer to God? I have only a few years of life. How am I going to use that? I am going to waste time with these funny, not important things? And if we approach our calendar, our activities in this way, we will find how foolishly we are acting many times, how we are killing time without wisdom. And believe me, if we remove from our schedules, from our life, things which are not important, in order to empty our heart, to free him from world, may we can receive this divine knowledge from above, as Holy Fathers say. This knowledge comes. This knowledge comes which we cannot get from books. And this knowledge opens our inner eyes for understanding and seeing important things. And third step, it is reaction for this revelation we will get. Because everybody who empties heart from the world and receives this knowledge from above starts to see correctly many things in his own life, and there's a really clear an urgency to do something. For some it is to pray more, for some to confess their sins, to some it is maybe to do another good spiritual activity. And the third step, it is do it. Those people came to the desert, they heard the message, and what they did, they made third step. They enter River Jordan, they confess their sins, and they receive baptism of repentance as a sign of changing of life, as a sign, as a seal that they want to stay in this good relationship with God. It's easy. We just need to do some kind of effort. Then that young lady I mentioned at the beginning, well, it was not easy to talk to her because this knowledge which comes from above, this sense and taste for supernatural things was missing. I just gave her one therapy. I told her, look, every day find 20 minutes of silence. Give up something and just be in silence in front of God with this request. I'm here. Feel me. When she came after a proper month, she told me that, well, nothing special happened. But I changed. something I started to understand. I don't know what, but I feel that something was changed in my life. For sure, there was a long journey in front of her to enter to this real relationship with God, which really brings her true joy, true happiness, and this some kind of mystical experience. There was a journey for her, sure. But she started well. If we do the same thing, we will not be able to point, this was changed, this was changed, this was changed in my life. But our soul will feel this divine knowledge coming from above. And this will be transforming our understanding of our life, of faith, of our relationships to the world and to other people. And I think that if we don't do this, we are in danger of losing our faith. And look to past. Look to those countries who were under, people were under pressure, persecution. Look to even now to those countries when Christians are persecuted and killed, and they have almost nothing. They don't care even about the world because they know they can lose everything in one day. And what we can see? Strong faith. Parishes which grow like crazy. Hundreds of converts. And if you go from place to place where people are stripped away for this violence of the influence of the world, when they are forced to really empty heart from the world, you can see growing of faith and strong faith. And if you go there when there is no this pressure, you can see decline of faith. Holy Fathers are right. They know the human heart well. If we are filled with this world and cares of this world, we are not able to receive divine knowledge. We are not able to understand faith. It's impossible for us to be happy in relationship with God because we are not with Him. Amen.